possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Here's the pitch. A swing and a high fly ball. Deep left field. Yelich has gotten into this one. Oh, boy. That hits the facing behind the bullpen. 6-0 Brewers. Another rout is on. Milwaukee cannot be stopped. 2-2. Swing and a deep drive. That is a 430-foot home run. 12-0. A bludgeoning.
Bludgeoning.
Figueroa. And this embarrassing night for the Pittsburgh Pirates finally ends. This was awful.
Yep, one of those days where you just want to turn the page, go back to the hotel, go to sleep. Show up tomorrow.
You sure about that, Matt Capps? You sure you want the Pirates to show up today? Having given up 14 runs in two of their past three games, sandwiched, Bob, by them only giving up 8. I mean, that was a good outing. In the meantime, there is nothing more galling than watching the Milwaukee Brewers of all teams do this while the Pirates shrink and implode and peter out before Steelers season even begins again. We'll get to that. Yes, we'll get to a six-pack. But first, I want to say hello to my friends. One is named Bob. The other is named Austin. Hi, Bob.
Hello, Joe. Hello, Austin.
Guys, good to be with you. Good morning.
Better to be with you, Limits. Better to be with you.
I saw you banking shots in from big distances, 30 feet away.
That was from the NBA three-point line. I was trying to channel my inner Steph Curry at the Hall of Fame, Bob. It was really cool to see.
Why aren't you wearing a baseball hat today?
Because I wore one yesterday, and I didn't want to be repetitive.
He wore a jersey
that
says,
answer,
raise
Bob.
The Jolly Roger.
Well, we're all in a good mood anyway, but what's a good mood without enhancing it? Crack some, will ya? Let's do a show opening six-pack off the top presented by JP Roofing and Siding. Oh my God, the Pirates. What is happening here? I just wrote for the Post-Gazette this morning, fire Ben Cherington today. You know, I'm not big on celebrating people losing their jobs, but when you've been this incompetent for this long, and it's right in your face in the form of the Milwaukee Brewers in a market smaller than Pittsburgh,
exactly.
Bob, with a team that has all the challenges of a low payrolled small market team, and all they do is win division titles, and now they're the best team in baseball. They lost a 30 home run guy from last season. They lost an electric closer from last season. The year before, they lost a really good starter and a good position player. All they do with a guy who should be the Pirates GM right now, that's Matt Arnold, who Bob Nutting passed over, and then he was promoted in Milwaukee. He chose Cherington. We're 6 years in, and they're on pace for 68 wins, getting embarrassed by the Brewers, and you look up and down that historically inept and humiliating lineup, and you see one Cherington failure after another. Jack Sawinski still on tryout? At age 27, Bob, still auditioning, still walking in and doing, you know, singing. What do you sing in an audition, Bob? What would be a typical song you'd sing if you walked into, let's say, a Hollywood audition?
Well, if I wanted to impress someone, it would be 24/7, you know, 24 karat magic. You know, I got magic in, you know, whatever.
How does that go again?
I don't know.
Yeah.
You came out of the blue with that one.
I know. So, I know I did. I know. He's still auditioning at age 27. There's him. There's Canario. Oh, there's Hank Davis hitting 177, a number one overall bust. Is what he is.
How about watching Miguel Andujar play for another team and have 7 home runs?
How about watching Quinn Priester and Quintana combine to go 21-6 this year, up and down the lineup? Failure here, failure there, failure everywhere. O'Neill Cruz regressing by the day.
By far.
Under this organization, in this organization. He stinks, Bob, and there's nobody at the door knocking position player-wise at AAA. In fact, Priester was they sent him to Boston for Nick York, who's gotten worse since he got here. Now Priester's 11-2 for the Brewers of all teams. You know, if you're Bob Nutting, how can you watch this and not take action? I'm being dead serious here. Ben Cherington should be fired by the end of this show or before. When's the first pitch today, Limits?
2:10.
Yeah, 2:10.
Before the end of this show. Bob?
Yeah, I mean, I said that at the time of the Shelton fire. If you're going to do it all the way through. And that did not happen. And now you wonder what's going to happen in this offseason. Greg Brown was on with the PM guys yesterday, and you know they pretty much – he was optimistic they were going to spend like they've never spent before in this next coming offseason, which until I see it, I won't believe it. I hope Greg's right because they need to do that because, as you said, Joe, they don't have anything in their system. It's one thing – you know, to lose players like Milwaukee has done, but what they do very nicely is they replace them with younger guys who seem not to have a problem being on that stage.
And smart free agents.
But they haven't really spent all that money in free agency. Not this year, they didn't. Right. They've done it with just guys they've kind of brought up through their system, and they put in there, and all of a sudden it's working. And to the tune that they have the best record by far of anyone in baseball. And that's saying something considering they spend $115 million.
Is Nutting curious at all? As to, like, the Quinn Priester thing. Huntington drafted Priester 18th overall. He failed here. Cherington got rid of him and now has a guy who's gotten worse in Nick York since he came here, and Priester's 11-2 with a 3.7-something ERA. Is Bob Nutting even curious how such things happen? What are they doing? Like, the Brewers are, again, with a similar payroll in a smaller market. Milwaukee's a smaller market than here, and they're better than the Pirates at drafting, at developing, at free agent signings, at scouting, at managing, at base running, at hitting, at pitching, and defense. Other than that, I think they're
defense even. Especially. Yeah. That is a really good team, fundamentally sound in all ways. So they don't knock the cover off the ball on a regular basis. They just know how to play fundamental baseball all the way through. And when you have a lot of guys that are up there and early in their careers, that's exactly what you want them to do. Don't make mistakes. Their pitching has been solid. They know how to acquire players. They do it all right. They are the model franchise for some, I would say, for any team in Major League Baseball, but especially a team like the Pirates,
especially,
who should be doing what they're doing, but they're not even close.
Especially.
21-1, the combined score of the last two nights.
And we're watching Jared Triolo hitting 177.
And pitch. And how about the guy who came in for Milwaukee last night? He made it look easy. 3 outs.
So embarrassing.
He's a position player who throws it up there. 20.
Aaron Seager, is that
Seager,
his name?
Seager, yeah. Like 70 miles an hour.
No relation
40 miles
to Bob. It was so embarrassing. I mean, but it's not really about a 14-0 loss. It's about the rampant and year in, year out, just total ineptitude, juxtaposed with Milwaukee's magnificence in every area. They've won 11 games in a row for the second time this season. One of the few teams in baseball history to do that. And who are they doing it with? I mean, Jackson Chourier is not even in their lineup right now.
No. And he's one of those guys they brought in, immediately signed, and he has produced for them, and he's not in the lineup.
But Triolo, as I was going to say there, is being positioned now to be their starting shortstop next season.
That's
you better believe that
it.
Until Griffin gets here.
Well, they better hope that guy they acquired in that one deal, he hit his 20th home run last night in AAA, is their guy at shortstop. I doubt it.
It's gotten so bad that Leover Peguero is being hailed as a savior around here. He's because he had one good game.
And he was AWOL for a while. We hadn't heard his name in like a year and a half.
He's batting 200. All right, Limits. Now it is Drowned Our Sorrow time. Thank you. That was perfect.
Much needed.
Bob, your reaction and Limits also, your reaction as you're watching the game and you were reminded of Rowdy Tellez when he pitched 3 times in 2 weeks last year and how Shelty didn't think it was a big deal that the Pirates used their first baseman to pitch 3 times in a very short period of time. And we all remember the Noah Constrictor being the only one to ask Shelty that question after the 3rd time Rowdy Tellez pitched. Do we have that, Limits?
I don't know what we're going to do with Bednar right now, Noah.
Yeah, come on, Noah. It's 11 to nothing. It's 11 to nothing. Bednar, Holderman, both threw yesterday. Santana's been our best reliever. Come on, you've watched enough baseball to know that. It's 11 to nothing. Seriously. No, you don't have to ask. There's a better question than that. Seriously. I mean, it's 11 to nothing.
He said that 5 times. It's 11 to nothing.
Sometimes even the Noah Constrictor gets put back in his box, doesn't he? By Shelton?
Yeah, but I mean, those are questions that they know should, you know, they're going to come.
It's a great question.
They're going to come at you. You have to answer them.
So were you laughing in that inning? Were you crying? Or were you somewhere in between when the matchup turned into Jared Triolo against Bob Seager?
No, I was. It's more just like, come on. This clown show continues. We've seen them. They may lead the league in how many times they've used position players to pitch.
Yeah.
And I'm serious about that.
And they were taking
that.
His pitches, which were close. They were taking them. Which was great. That's just, to me, that's rubbing it in. That's great.
And
they deserve it.
Gave up a 2-run home run. Seager did not.
Seager came in. He gave up a lazy single to somebody, and then he retired them on 3 fly balls.
Yeah,
not one hard hit ball.
Not one. They were just lollipops out there, yep.
Can it get any worse than that? Limits, your thoughts as you were watching that 9th inning play out.
Just a microcosm of what we've seen throughout the entirety of the year. I mean, embarrassing.
How about the last 10 years?
Yeah, against a division rival, a team that has really owned you for the last 5 years, ever since you changed general managers. And it's just the complete misdirection of one franchise that moves off players and can adapt, and another that does the same thing where their players actually go and thrive, where Devin Williams is struggling with the Yankees right now. It's just a complete and utter disaster for them. And it was sad to watch. It really was.
Sad is a good word. Greg Brown, and this embarrassing night for the Pittsburgh Pirates finally ends. This was awful. And I realized the short answer, you know, why have Charrington around? You owe him money. Well, they owed Huntington and Hurdle and Coonley money when he fired them. There's just no legitimate reason to keep Ben Charrington around. People think I'm joking. I think he's the worst general manager in the history of Pittsburgh sports, Pirates, Penguins, Steelers.
Yeah, you would be right up there. You know, looking back, I know a lot of people put Ron Hextall in that box, but I think some of the things he did were okay. I wouldn't put him nearly.
Hextall had a winning record.
Right, that's the other thing. But Charrington for 6 years, come on. I mean, it's supposed to be a 5-year plan, and now here we are in year 6, and it's the worst of the previous 5.
And let's pretend, let's live in a fantasy world for 10 seconds and pretend that Greg Brown is right, that they're going to spend more than they've ever spent in free agency. Are they going to spend it wisely with this guy?
I would like to know, number one, how much, and number two, on whom? Because you're right. That's, you know, their thing is, look how much we've spent. Last year it was $30 million, but it was on 10 players or something, you know? So you got to make big splashes. That's what I would be hoping for if I'm a Pirate fan.
Who knows what's going to go wrong today? Mitch Keller on the mound after 2 tough outings. Is he going to go into his usual late summer implosion? It would appear that way. Maybe he can right the ship today. All right. Next, Limits. Let's get off the Pirates, please, for a moment. All right. Let's move to Cam Payward. Get it, Bob? Cam Payward?
Payward,
came up with that this morning talking to Doran Dickerson. Cam Pay Me is more like it. Every year, this guy wants more money. And there are 2 interesting quotes that go along with this, Bob. One is from Adam Schefter that I believe we have to the point of, it doesn't sound like the Steelers, and this is pretty obvious, since Cam said that they approached the Steelers in February, it doesn't seem like the Steelers are that interested in acquiescing to Cam Payward. Let's hear that.
This is interesting because it went all through camp where essentially he's having a hold-in that doesn't wind up getting reported because he's out on the practice field running around and he wants to cash in now because he knows, frankly, that there aren't many years left in his career. And I think you add in this, Pittsburgh this offseason has gone out of its way to take care of any number of players from outside and inside the organization. DK Metcalf, Jalen Ramsey, Jonnu Smith, Darius Slay, and of course TJ Watt. So all these players that have had nothing to do with Pittsburgh's prior success got paid, TJ Watt got paid, and here's a player who feels like he's meant an awful lot to this team who hasn't gotten paid, and the two sides have not bridged any of their differences, and it doesn't seem like the Steelers want to pay him right now.
One line stands out to me there. All those guys had nothing to do with Pittsburgh's prior success. Would you care to elaborate on that, Adam? What, I guess we're talking about the non-losing streak? Because in Cam Hayward's career, they're 1-8 in the playoffs. 1-8. What success are we talking about? Getting blown out by Blake Bortles and Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson and even going back to Tim Tebow? What are you referring to? That's number one. But number two, Bob, it doesn't seem like the Steelers want to pay him right now. I had Brian Back on yesterday. He had an interesting theory behind the sort of delay in all this when we all, I think, believe that he's going to get a sweetener here. Mm-hmm. He doesn't want it to seem like it's easy. That the Steelers don't want it to seem like it's easy. You just ask for more money and you get it. They want to make this seem like a very troublesome, arduous process where there's a little bit of acrimony. They want to still seem like we're the tough Steelers who don't give in. But man, they sure gave in last year. If they asked Cam to take a pay cut, that they somehow did. Wound up in an extension.
Yeah, so, I think they did him right last year because he was coming off a not good season. And with his age, certainly a question mark. They did. They went through this. They rolled around in the mud a little bit and came up with something that he accepted. And therein lies probably the problem, is that he accepted it, whereas maybe, his agent and his team should have come up with a creative way. If his ambition was to continue to play even after this season, then that should have been part of the negotiations, or at least make it incentive-based so that whatever the case may be.
Well, you hit on something there, Bob, that Doug Whaley mentioned this morning. Doug, having made a career at one point out of dealing with agents, he said just what you said, that the agent screwed up last year by not at least making it an incentive base. Like he said, and I'm paraphrasing Doug, he said when there were giggles, remember when Cam said the other day, it felt like people were giggling, and I said, you'll see when I'm an all-pro, I'll come back for more next year.
That should have been written in there then.
Should have been written in right then.
And they probably would have given it to him if they giggled, right? If they thought that was not going to happen,
right.
Sure, we'll give you that incentive. Go prove it. And we'll pay you the money then. But that was not included in there. I also think what Schefter was talking about is regular season success. That's what he was talking about.
Yeah.
And it can't be postseason at all because that disqualifies the comment.
No, and even that, Bob, what kind of regular season success has there been over the last 4 years?
Well, I'm talking about personal for him. He's had seasons in which he's
personally for him, but he was mentioning all these players that haven't been part of the Steelers' prior, quote, success.
Right, I get that.
There's no doubt that Cam is a great player.
Cam cannot be looking at other players and, their situations.
Well, everybody does that.
Okay, but you can't use it as a reason to get angry either. And people were bringing this up last night on our sports call show, and I think this is different. Chris Boswell is in an entirely different situation. This is normally when the Steelers do business with these guys, when they have a year out, and they will, at that point, talk contract with you. I think they are. I think they will with him. But it's a different situation than someone who doesn't have time left. And there's, he got a bonus. This is where they are. So he wants more money, but it's not because he needs a new contract. He just wants more money.
Are you of the opinion this is simply going to work out and they'll borrow from next year for this year? And that
they also have $25 million available in their cap. And, at the end of the year, if you don't spend what's there, you don't get credit for it. So at some point, it's going to be put into play. And you could put a little bit of that into play in this situation to just end it.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes. Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So I think that's what will happen to you.
Yeah, I do in the end. I think the Steelers are trying to put on, you know, a tough guy front here. They didn't really try to do that last year because we didn't know at the time that they asked him to take a pay cut. What if they had just insisted on a pay cut last year? How do you think that story would have ended? With a trade?
No, I think he would have eventually accepted it. Again, because the facts are he was coming off a season that was not his best. He was injured. And I think at that point, you don't have much leverage, do you?
Right.
You know, so you probably, if you want to continue to play, you do what he did and said, I'll prove you wrong. I'm going to have an all-pro season, but get that in writing. That's all.
Yeah, and he also wanted the security that sort of came with this roster bonus this year of $13 million. You know what I mean? Like, he was going to have to either get hurt again or just disintegrate to not achieve that $13 million bonus this spring.
Right.
So last year, he avoided the pay cut and got, his money then. And he got a little bit of security in knowing he was probably going to get that bonus this year. You know what I mean? Because who knew, whether it was Cam or anybody else, what kind of season he was going to have last year?
No, nobody knew. And that's why they offered a pay cut. And I think they did that mostly because it's Cam Hayward. They wanted to keep him around, but they ended up, we got to move on with different business here. You're getting older, whatever the case may be. And he went out and had a heck of a season, a regular season anyway, and therefore he's in the position he's in right now. But again, if you believe that and they believe that, then they should have put it into writing. It's as simple as that, I think.
Next. Do you think this lingers, Bob? For Cam Hayward, do you think?
I don't think it goes into the regular season.
Well, no, I'm sorry. I mean more with the fan base, a lingering resentment toward him, and it does anything to his legacy.
I don't think so. His legacy is too good. And if people choose to look at it that way, then I think they're being short-sighted. Cam has done nothing but great things in this town for a lot of different people. His play has been outstanding overall. No, I don't think it affects any legacy.
No, I don't either.
Even Franco, if you look back to that temporarily, yeah, that was happening. Well, Franco was still beloved, and he always was. And yeah, you get over that a little bit. People were angered at the time. How could you do that? And people will cite, well, you went to Seattle.
Right, but Franco's legacy was largely secured because of what happened in playoff games.
Right, I get
He's the greatest playoff running back of all time.
And that's the other thing that has to happen. If you don't have playoff success, then you know you can argue, name a name of someone who came up big in a Super Bowl in the past for the Steelers who's not a big name. Name somebody who, like Lamar Woodley, had 6 sacks,
yeah,
right? I mean, you could remember that more so than anything else. You can remember Santonio Holmes catching a touchdown pass. He didn't have a big career here, but he made plays in big games. So those are the kinds of things that secure legacies. Cam's legacy, though, is all-encompassing, and I don't think it will be tarnished at all. It shouldn't be. Should it be? No, I don't think so.
No, I don't think it will be. Honestly, in the end, I think, however, that him and TJ, when people look back on their careers, if they don't ever get anything done in the playoffs, they will have failed to live up to their Steelers ancestors. It'll just be, yeah, they had some great moments, those defenses, but man, they weren't the Polamalu defenses, and they sure as hell weren't the Steel Curtain or anywhere close. Right?
And that's what they're battling right now. They still have opportunities to change that, and they have to do it this year.
I realize not a lot of defenses are close to the Steel Curtain, but the 2000s Steelers got real close.
Mm-hmm.
Three Super Bowls and won two. This group, they don't really have a postseason legacy. And if you're a Steelers defense and you have zero postseason legacy, that's going to live on, unfortunately.
No question about it. It becomes even more so than your regular season, because people remember that. Those games are the most important games you have.
Next. What should the Steelers do, Bob? Should the Steelers simply end this today and give Cam his sweetener? And that's it?
Again, I think that's how it's going to end.
Should they do that? Should that be the end? Should they just get it over with instead of continuing the charade, if it's a charade, or is what Schefter says true, and they're really reluctant to pay this guy, and he's intimating that they might not, and it could get uglier. Let me rephrase the question or add on to it. What should the Steelers do, and is Cam going to miss? Is he going to sit regular season games?
No, I don't think he'd go that far, and I think they know that. If he does do that, then that's the kind of stuff they want to try to avoid. So if push comes to shove, and it may go all the way down, I don't think it will. I think it'll solve itself here relatively soon, but if it doesn't, you know, they have a decision to make, too, because you're going to have a disgruntled guy. And if he doesn't play, it's a big, you know, this is a season they put a lot of eggs into this year's basket. They've gone out and spent a ton of money. He's a big part of what they do. He's the most consistent part, despite the postseason, of their defensive line. They have a lot of young guys. How about if they don't handle it well? You know, so they'll be, you know, undermining their own season to a degree. So that's why I don't think it's going to get to that.
I don't think so either. I don't. But I'm very tempted here to say they should call his bluff, and if he sits, trade him. But you're right. They've already sort of made their bed for this season, and that would be a classic case of, what do you call it? Spite your nose, something about your nose in your face.
Yeah.
Do you know that one,
No,
Bob?
I forget it.
I forget it too, Limits. What is it?
It's cutting off your nose to spite your face.
Yes. That would be a classic case of cutting off your nose to spite your face.
Right. And they want to avoid that.
It wouldn't make any sense, but man, am I tempted to say that they should draw a hard line.
How about
line
if Boswell
here?
Doesn't get a contract? He has 1 year out.
Do you think he'll sit games?
I don't know. Sure, would he?
They're going to bring back Matthew Wright?
They got Ben Sahls.
The astronomer? What is he? A nuclear physicist? I forget what he is.
But my question to that, I mean, this is the time they normally do that. He's going through his own hold in. See, I think that's a whole different situation. It's not that much money comparatively. So
yeah,
I think that'll get done.
I mean, I think
they know how important he is to them. They can't be having a season like this and then play games with a kicker.
Next. All right, Bob. Aaron Rodgers hates these new helmets, says they look like a spaceship and just doesn't like the feel of them. How concerned are you about this? Is this going to affect his play?
No. No, he can be uncomfortable all he wants. It won't affect his play.
I agree. Next. Training camp has ended, Bob. Other than what popped up late here, the Hayward-Boswell situations, what's been the story of this camp, the theme of this camp? How do you come out of this camp feeling about the Steelers?
Well, I think the biggest thing is they have a bunch of guys, at least on defense, who look like they fly around and do different things and give them more opportunity to change a trend that I've not been happy with if I'm an observer of theirs, and that is not getting to the quarterback a lot. They had, I think, 40 sacks last year, which for them was, you know, one of the worst totals they've had. They went through, I don't know how many years, 4 or 5 years, where they led the NFL in sacks. And that means you're being aggressive at times. And I think with this new defensive makeup, they can do different things in the blitzes. I would expect their blitz numbers to double. They didn't really blitz all that much last year. They relied on guys sitting back a little bit. So I think those guys, specifically Jalen Ramsey, if he's, you know, what you see up there is what you can translate into the regular season, I think he's going to have a big impact on their defense.
What do you make of Tomlin basically lighting a fire to all these quotes? And when I say lighting a fire, I mean increasing the volume of these things. Greatest defense of all time. We're this, we're that. We can cover anybody. And yesterday, he was given an opportunity to sort of tamper that and instead says, we're capable of big, big things. And when I say big things, I mean historic things on defense. Is this the right time for that, Bob?
No,
do you like that or no?
To me, it's too much because when you say all this, you can believe it. And you can say, you know, we were happy with – you can do a lot of different things. And Mike knows how to play this game.
Does he? Because every time he goes off like this, they seem to go the other way.
Which is normally he doesn't in a lot of the situation, at least on different aspects of their team. On this one, sure, he feels bullish about the athletes they have. And, you know, on paper, they should. Whether or not
they should what?
They should feel pretty good about the names that they have. Now, those names might be more effective 4 years ago.
You feel good about Juan Thornhill? You feel good about Joey Porter Jr.?
Well, I do. I think Joey Porter Jr. has a lot of potential. And
he's not even going to be the guy covering the other team's best receiver, apparently.
Maybe not. They may switch off. But the 18 penalties and grabbing and holding has got to change. If it's not for that, I still think in year three you're going to see a much improved Joey Porter. I do.
Okay.
But I still wouldn't put that out there because words don't go away and people know how this works. When you start saying those kinds of things, and the minute they give up 4 touchdown passes to Drake May,
right,
all of a sudden those words come back.
I think of the times that Tomlin has gone off like this. I think of the famous Unleash Hell year of 2009. Remember that?
I remember that quote. And again, it doesn't go away.
We're going to unleash hell here in December. I think of the year he guaranteed a rematch against the Patriots in the AFC title game when he sat down with Tony Dungy before a regular season game. Remember that one,
yeah,
Bob?
I remember that too.
Well, they couldn't get by Blake Bortles, could they? And then in 2022, Tomlin talked about how he expected his defense to be, quote, great and dominant, and they didn't even make the playoffs. You remember that year?
Right. All of those things. He seems to really double down on his defense more so than offense. He doesn't go that far on offensive matters. But he's the guy in charge of the defense largely, too. So, you may have these feelings, and it's great to have those feelings if that's how you think. I don't think it does very well to come out and just put it on a pedestal like that because people are going to remember it if it doesn't work. And all it takes is one bad effort for that to come back to haunt you.
On the rare occasions that he talks this big, bad things happen. That's all I know. And if it happens again, he'll at least be 0-4. Historic things, he said. From this defense. Historic. What does that mean?
Historic. Right. That means numbers you haven't seen before. There have been some good numbers in the past here. That would, to be historic, you'd have to go out and really dominate. Being number one ranked defense, number one in a lot of different categories.
I like it. Don't get me wrong. I like that he said it. That doesn't mean I have to agree with it or think it's best for the Steelers or think it's true. I mean, I think it's crazy talk.
But it is generally inside their room. He should feel that way. They should feel that
way. Sure.
Everyone should feel that way if you're trying to do this. You can't, but again, putting it out there in this day and age, it lives a life that will never end.
Any day and age. I mean, 2009. You think people still don't talk about unleashing hell in December of that year?
No, but even more, I'm saying this day and age with all the social media stuff and things that come back, videos, everything, it's more pronounced than it's ever been.
All right. Speaking of that defense, up next, as we finish the six-pack, Jalen Ramsey sat down for a very interesting interview and revealed who Mike Tomlin told the defensive backs would be the guy when it comes to covering the likes of Ja'Marr Chase. Would it be PZ Jr., or would it be him or Darius Slay? What did Tomlin tell his own defensive backs?
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Limits, let's continue our six-pack with Bob now that we're reunited. It's been very exciting so far. Thank you. Bob, I did a Twitter poll yesterday. I said to people, I asked them on X, would you be okay with trading Cam Hayward? It was a quickie poll, about 40 minutes. I got about 300 votes. So I think it's somewhat scientific. What percent of people said, yes, I'm okay with trading Cam Hayward? Wrong.
I was going to say 40%.
Nope. Limits?
More?
10?
10 would be okay with trading Cam Hayward? Holy horse.
First of all, I think
it's growing.
Nah.
How many said they'd be okay with trading Cam Hayward? Limits? Wrong.
I'll say 10.
Bob?
I said 40, but that's obviously
53.4%.
Well, that's just an emotional take, I think.
Isn't that all fan takes, though?
Yeah,
people are emotional. I'm emotional about the Indiana Fever. I'm ticked off about last night. I threw it. You know those things, Limits, the little wrist weights that you use to improve your wrist? I do that when I'm watching TV
your
sometimes.
Your secret to the golf game, right?
Just and get those wrists. I threw it at the end of the game, Bob. They lost at home to the Dallas Wings. How the hell does that happen? You can't lose that game.
And Caitlin Clark is playing.
No, she's not.
She's
out.
There you go.
No, it still made me angry. Point being, fans get emotional.
No, they do, and I think that's an emotional take. I think they realize how important he is. When the season starts, if he has a year like he had last year, people will be fine. They'll move on. You won't even talk about this. If he doesn't, then that's when that resurfaces.
What do you think is the source of their anger? it's obviously not Cam the person. He's a wonderful person. What has set them off?
Is there a bigger story? Yes. I think the bigger story is lack of success in the postseason. I think it transmits into everything.
I agree.
When you don't win big games, people don't look at you as a big game performer. And thus, okay, you want more money, but what is the situation going on in the postseason? Why hasn't there been success? You can do this without everybody on that team.
Yeah.
Quarterbacks, coaches,
but
all of them.
I think to add to that, it's having the highest paid defense. The words money and Steeler defense set people off. You know, in politics.
Again, if you got results, they wouldn't. They'd be more than happy to
pay. But you haven't.
No, so that's the problem, right?
In politics, you know, all sides are looking for catchwords that will set people off, correct?
Yes.
Here, it's money and Steeler. It's simply money when we're talking about the Steeler defense. They don't want to hear about people asking for more money on a defense that already has the fourth highest paid cornerback, the highest paid edge rusher. Cam's last big deal was 2020. They made him the highest paid defensive player ever, over 30, I believe, in annual salary. Alex Highsmith has a big deal. I mentioned Jalen Ramsey. All these guys.
Patrick Queen got one here.
Yeah, they don't want to hear it anymore. And then you combine that. It sounds like Cam is constantly complaining, and that never goes over well, and playing with their heartstrings, which I mentioned yesterday. The threat last year implied that Cleveland would even be in play. I'll sit games this year. It's basically people viewing it not unrealistically as a poor me, pay me from Cam Payward. That's what they're looking at here. And the other thing that doesn't sit well is he got his bag for this year. May not be a big bag, but he already got paid for this year. That roster bonus was 90% of his pay for this year, and then he didn't show up for work. That doesn't sit well with people. Forget about not showing up for work. Getting all your money for the year and then not showing up for work, that really doesn't sit well. So there's a lot at play here.
And it was the same thing with TJ Watt. I'm sure if you did a Twitter poll back then when things were going on, there would be people, I don't know what the percentage would have been, who say trade him also.
I did, and the question was phrased this way. Would you rather have the Steelers move on from TJ Watt and trade him or give him the Myles Garrett money? And it was decidedly in favor of move on.
Right. So that's also working at play against him and the lack of postseason success. So that's all part of this. It's part of the rhetoric that you see. Terry McLaurin, I saw still standing on the sidelines there. Trey Hendrickson, he's been engaged in all sorts of bad stuff with both sides shooting back, and yet he's shown up over there. He hasn't done anything. It's all part of the process with these guys, what they go through. So for me, while I understand why people would be upset with it, because it is a precedent that they don't want to get on, and maybe the Steelers are trying to send their own message back to people that we're not just going to be a pushover for money here. We're going to make this hard on you.
Right. And that's what they're trying, but I don't think it's working, Bob, because the Steelers, in some ways, I think inarguably, have become a pushover organization in terms of raise a little fuss about wanting to be traded. Sure, we'll trade you. Raise a little fuss about wanting more money. Sure, we'll give you more money. We asked you to take a pay cut last year and backed off from that. What happened to that? I thought that was a very legitimate stance to take with Cam. A pay cut? We approach you with a pay cut and we wind up giving you an extension? How does a pay cut turn into that?
Well, I mean, it still is viewed by many as a pay cut based on previous salaries that he's had. So it's gone backwards, but I mean, that's what happens when you get older in sports. You're not going to get the same money you once did. But I also think that they did him well in that they respected what happened over the course of his career on the field, off the field.
Sure. They've treated him like a king.
They've treated him very well. So that's why I think that's also that part of this backdrop.
Yes, it is. And backdrop is a good word, Bob. And you thought of it on the spur of the moment. Backdrop is a great word there.
Is it? I don't know.
Yes.
I was thinking of another word, and that one came to mind.
No, the whole, yes.
But it is. It's what goes on and why people have the emotions they have. But again,
I think some of this is logic, too. I don't think this is just crazy emotion here. I think some of the fan take here is quite logical. And Doug Whaley spoke to it. I mean, Cam is trying to have it both ways in a lot of ways.
And that's where he messed up. Last year, he and his agent should have had something in writing for this year.
Or an incentive-based salary last year.
Exactly.
You want to laugh at
especially
me?
Especially if that giggle thing, what he said.
Yeah, you want to giggle? Giggles all around? Let's put it down.
Put it on paper. That year, I get this.
That's what Whaley said, and I agree with him.
Yeah, and you know, if they did giggle, then they're telling you, they don't believe you, so put it down. And they would be probably willing to put it down.
My bad. You know, and then Cam said the other day he can't cry over spilt milk. He's weeping over spilt milk, and he wants somebody to pick it up for him and put it back in the bottle with another bottle on top of that. Well, he is crying over spilt milk. You screwed up. You and your agent screwed up last year, and now you want the Steelers to make it good.
Yeah, that's pretty much it in a bottle. That's it.
Some would say more like a baby bottle, Bob. Is what you
gotta
give him.
Listen, I respect that man too much and what he's done to go down that road. I do think the whole thing comes back to handling it wrong on their side of it.
Yeah.
So again, I just think at some point this will end and they'll move on. They can't afford, based on what they've done, not to have him.
Is he gonna play well this year?
I think he will. I mean, if he stays healthy, he played all 17 games last year.
And aren't you paying him for what you think he'll do this year, not for what he did last year?
Yes. That's how it should be.
So what do we, is there still a decent chance that
If you think he can, then you do it. If not, then you don't.
What if you're torn in between, which I think is a legit stance on a 36-year-old player who faded at the end of last season. I think it's legit 50-50 whether he's going to be really good or not.
I mean, obviously. I mean, if you're injured, you're older, things happen, you can say the same about Aaron Rodgers. You can say the same about a lot of other guys on their team that are over 30. Injuries could play a big part in what happens with this football team moving forward. They could have all the name recognition they have, but if they get injured or underperform, they're not going to get what they want. But I think in his case, if I were betting, I bet he'd have a good season. You don't think
so? Including a finishing kick?
Well, that's the whole trick to it. They have to have that. Not only him, TJ Watt, Mike Tomlin, all of them.
Oh, I think they're going to get off to a great start defensively because of their schedule. They've got a bunch of questionable quarterbacks for the first month and a half, and I think they'll be sitting there at 4-1 going into the bye. And
you're not a believer in Drake May?
We'll all be talking, not necessarily yet. I like him, but I think it's advantageous for them to be going up against him and Justin Fields and J.J. McCarthy and all those guys. I think Cleveland is somewhere in there. They're going to be 4-1 or so. Everyone's going to be talking told you so, like Tomlin said about the receivers last year. Remember that little act? I forget which game it was, but after a game, he was like, yeah, you guys keep talking about the receivers intimating I was right about these guys. And then the rest of the season happened, Bob.
Right. There's always the rest of the season.
It's what we've been kind of discovering or rediscovering throughout every component of this process. You know?
Is there more to that, Limits?
No, I thought you just wanted the short version.
No, I want the long one where he gave credit to the receivers. I was pointing at you like you had done something good and then it ended. We're communicating like the Steelers defense last year, Bob. I'm putting up a signal and Limits is running the other way.
No, but there was a little, I had the same apprehension about what kind of, I'll tell you what, Austin, he has a lot of stuff going on back there. I give him a lot of credit.
He's unbelievable.
He is.
You know, it's what we've been kind of discovering or rediscovering throughout every component of this process. You know, you guys were asking us about our lack of quote unquote a number two in team development and, the guys made plays, whoever we throw the ball to makes plays. The strength of the pack is the pack. We got a bunch of guys that want to be the reasons why we're successful. And when given an opportunity, I think they continually prove that, whether it's Scotty or Mike or Calvin or whoever, Van. We believe in our group. I know I've said that to you guys repeatedly. Maybe you'll start believing me.
Maybe not. Maybe not, Mike. Van? Really?
Yeah, Van's not a good example. But at the time, you get where he's coming from when you make that statement that they believe in their guys. And they just, the problem was their belief was misguided.
The problem was he spoke too soon, and they're all speaking very highly of their own defense way too soon this year, although they will get off to a good start this year.
How about if they don't?
Well, then we're looking at an implosion, aren't we?
Well, yeah. I mean, these are the games, again, look at the back end of their season. I think like last year, it is really difficult to do. They're going to face all these teams in succession, and they better build up some early season insurance that they can withstand a little bit of that, even if it goes sour. So, Yeah, I think it's important for them to get off to a 5-1 start, actually.
Are they better defensively, Bob, than the 85 Bears, in your opinion?
No.
No, okay.
Who said that?
They're saying they're as good as them. They're saying
they really use that example?
If you're saying we're one of the best defenses ever, then you're comparing yourself to the 85 Bears.
I thought
Bears.
Someone specifically said
no,
that. No,
not yet. That's next week. Oh, boy. This is incredible, Bob. All right. Jalen Ramsey, I meant to get to him. He had some big quotes about who's going to cover the other team's best receiver, about how much he loves this camp. Let's listen to Jalen Ramsey next, and he's apparently had a really good camp. He can still play. I'm convinced of that. I think he's one guy. I think he's going to get off to a great start as well. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. It's not sunny with a high of Jason Gildon today. Limits.
Cloudy.
You forgot to change the weather. Cloudy today with a high of what? Willie Parker? Are we getting that back?
No, we're not there yet.
82 today.
A high of Antoine Randall.
John Stallworth.
And John Stallworth.
And rainy. Rain expected to stop around 1 o'clock.
Chris Rainey is involved in this?
A little bit, yes.
Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. It's time for Starkey's Card of the Week. Listen to the Pop and Joe Show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday right around noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. Jeff Patton on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline. General Patton, we like to
the
call
general.
Him, Bob. Do you have a guess for the card of the week? I'm going to go Jared Triolo for his big-time pitching performance last night.
Just to make fun of it, yeah. There's not much good pirate-wise over there. I got to think about that for a second. Card of the week. So you'll take Triolo. What are you going to take, Austin?
How about Skylar Thompson for his preseason performance?
I'm going to say there is no card for this guy, but there may be. Max Hurlman.
The Hurley Boy
the
Wonder.
The Hurley Boy with a backflip.
Let's go. What do you got, General, and how are you?
Gentlemen, good morning. I appreciate you having me today. Dog days of summer, not much going on in pirate ways. We'll throw in a Jared Triolo rookie autograph in honor of the great guests. We're going big today. This is one of the best cards we've had. I didn't expect you to guess this, but today's the 30th anniversary of Mickey Mantle's death. Mm-hmm. We're going to go with a 1959 Baseball Thrills Mickey Mantle card. It's probably the best away in a year or so. It's an original 1959, and it has a depiction of Mantle hitting his 42nd home run in winning the Triple Crown.
Wow.
So it's a really good card. We'll throw in a Triolo. In fact, for Austin, we'll throw in a Skylar Thompson also, but the Mantle's going to steal the show today.
General, is the Triolo card worth $1.77 to match his batting average?
This is more expensive than that. Yeah, I'm going to give you one that has an autograph on it.
Okay.
He did win a gold glove.
Okay.
He did win a gold glove. Yes, he did.
Okay. Thank you, General. The Mickey Mantle one is great. That was Ron's guy, Mickey Mantle. Thank you, General.
Yeah, you guys have a good week.
All right, we'll see you, Jeff.
What a nice man, huh, Bob?
He has more cards. I was blown away at that place when I first saw it. Really was. Didn't expect all of that.
He stood up for Jared Triolo there with the gold glove defensively. I mean, there may be other gold glovers in the minor leagues who could hit 177 for you. Bob, you can't play in the major leagues if you're hitting 170.
Well, and that may be one of the better averages of the last month. I mean, Henry Davis has really gone the other way again. O'Neill Cruz, you look at his three-year average, we did this as just a thing the other day because we wanted to check out how many at-bats, and it's like 1,413 at-bats that he's had in his career, and his average is 204.
Yeah, and it's getting worse.
I mean, that should be
worse.
204. If you don't hit 50 home runs, 204 is not good.
I think this defensive line is a question mark no matter what, by the way, Bob, just to finish
off. Just because it's young and unproven.
Well, old and young. You have Hayward at 36. You have a rookie on the other side. And Keanu Benton, last I checked, completely flatlined last year. And then where's your depth coming from? There's another rookie who's looked okay. Where else?
Milk. I mean, they're guys who've been around for a while. They're not, you know.
You convinced those guys are going to line up against Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson and get the job done up front?
Which is why Cam Hayward will get something done. They will, because they need him. They know that.
All right.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.